Consumer spending declined in the U.S., China, and Europe last month. In the U.S., the Delta variant of the coronavirus surged, reaching 140,000 new cases per day. July sales at restaurants, stores, and online declined 1.1% compared to June 2021, according to the U.S. Commerce Department. The impact on tea retail is uneven. Restaurants and bars reported sales grew by 1.7% on average, with much greater gains in regions where a high percentage of the population is vaccinated. Second quarter spending grew at an annual rate of 11.8%, and total retail sales are 17.5% higher than pre-pandemic levels, offering a glimpse of how much potential there is for a return to normal. Economists now say the third quarter will dampen that outlook. Tea shops in downtown locations, anticipating the September return of office workers, may not have to contend with lockdowns, but can't meet expenses in high-rent locations. Meanwhile, footfall in European and American malls decline, and online sales growth that slowed to 4.4% from an average 21% in China, a test of consumer worries worldwide. Business Insight. Tea retailers occupying valuable real estate face tough choices. Jesse Jacobs, founder of well-respected Samovar Tea House Cafes, a San Francisco chain that reliably generated more than $3 million annually for years, was first forced to close its three locations and then hibernate. This week, Jacobs and his brother Joshua announced that Samovar will pivot to serving Detroit-style pizza. Joyride Pizza will occupy the Valencia and Yerba Buena locations. In San Francisco, where general retail rents average $40.54 per square foot per year, and restaurant retail costs $45 to $75 per square feet, serving pizza is profitable. He told Eater San Francisco, quote, "I spent 20 years developing Samovar into an iconic brand. Similar to other restaurateurs across the country, COVID-19 dissolved the brick-and-mortar businesses to the point of no return. We needed to creatively adapt to the moment," end quote. Teas remain on the menu, and www.samovarlife.com retains its luster as a premium online retail destination. But without office workers and with government bailouts exhausted and commercial landlords agitating for relief, tea retailers in downtown locations are unlikely to survive. Why are tea tariffs still in place? Last week, a consortium of 30 major business groups appealed to the U.S. White House to remove tariffs on Chinese goods. China is certainly not suffering. Tea sales to the U.S. remain under $150 million per year, and while China's tea export volumes are down overall due to the pandemic, with $2 billion in sales, China is clearly finding buyers globally. In June, the average price of Chinese tea exports rose 2.54% to $6.86 per kilo. The U.S. did not win its trade wars. U.S. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen recently admitted that tariffs on Chinese goods are hurting American consumers. The Biden administration is unwinding trade entanglements over aerospace and autos with the Europeans. And last week, Chinese Ambassador Qin Gang told Craig Allen, president of the U.S.-China Business Council, that trade ties could recover, but first the U.S. must cancel unfair tariffs on Chinese goods. China has shown interest in hosting Yellen in talks with Chinese Vice Premier Liu He this fall. eliminating the tariff on tea and reciprocating by easing Chinese tariffs on American goods imposed solely in retaliation is an important first step. Business Insight. No one in the tea industry wanted the U.S. to levy tariffs on tea. The 7.5% tariff is an unnecessary cost compounded by rising shipping and operating expenses. Minuscule import revenue makes the tea industry a pawn in this geopolitical chess match of billion-dollar multinationals that include Apple, Ford Motor, and IBM. Yet easing the restrictions on tea could play a symbolic role in China's business culture. Conversations that begin with tea lead to agreements often far more influential than the U.S. preference for confrontations in court.